to that moment you stay in your idling car so you can finish an Adventures in Odyssey episode. Because some things are more important than frozen ice cream.
The ice cream's starting to look a little soggy.
What are you going to do? You don't want it to melt.
The ice cream's still dripping.
And now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. Due to the intensity of a few scenes in today's episode, I'd like to encourage parents to preview this episode first or to listen with your kids. And as always, we hope you'll discuss the topics introduced here with your family.
Last time on Adventures in Odyssey...
John Whittaker, welcome to Uganda.
Tell me about your work here, Elizabeth.
The Bokura tribe raids from the Pion tribe and the Pion from the Bokura. A long time ago, they were one people, the Karamojong, but the two tribes consider one another enemies now and have for as long as people here remember.
Oh, that's a shame.
My work as a vet gives me a way to help them. Cattle are their lifeblood.
Elizabeth, there's a man up ahead. Now, stop! Get down!
Hold on tight, everyone!
Dr. Elizabeth?
Oh, Jackie, did I do something wrong? I didn't mean to...
No! We want you here! You are our friend.
You think they were Jahi's cows? Do they brand their cattle to identify them?
No, both the Bokua and the Pion tribes believe all the cattle belong to them.
Which explains why both tribes keep trying to recollect their cattle. Elizabeth, have you considered the possibility that God may have put you here for a bigger purpose?
What bigger purpose?
Well, if anyone seems likely to help bring peace between these two tribes, it would be you.
Thank you, Elder Witt, for coming to teach us more about God. The Bible says that David led God's people with the heart of integrity and hands of skill. I have the heart, but need the skill to teach them more effectively. May I ask you a question?
Well, of course. That's why I'm here.
For my people, strength is the most important. One must never show weakness. So how do I explain to them that Jesus' death on the cross was not weakness, but the power of strength?
Well, I can't assume to know the best way to speak to your culture, Pastor. But the truth of the Bible is relevant for all people. Jesus said that he could have called 12 legions of angels to rescue him, but that if he did, the scriptures wouldn't have been fulfilled. So didn't he actually show strength, I mean incredible strength, by going to the cross? Because he knew that he was going to die a horrible death, but chose it anyway in order to rescue us. Could any man be stronger than this?
But in the garden, he did ask for the cup, meaning his suffering and death to be taken from him, did he not?
Well, he did, but then he immediately said, "But not my will, but yours be done." His obedience to the Father conquered his own will.
God the Father is the highest authority, much like the elders in our community are the highest authority.
Well, the best place to start in teaching others about God is the very beginning. For example, most people don't even know what sin is or what it means. A writer by the name of C.S. Lewis covered that very well in a book called Mere Christianity. I'll send you a copy.
Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. Downloading. Study lessons attached.
That is an amazing machine. I see it will help us in our studies.
Yes, whether we ask it or not.
Okay, Elder Witt, I have another question.
All right.
Mosi looks much better. Ame anzakula?
Asante.
Kando says Mosi is eating much better. He looks healthy, don't you think?
Let's check. Stick out your tongue, Mosi. Oh, yeah, better. I mean, it'd be hard not to look better after you've recovered from wooden tongue. Though I suppose you could have a residual splinter or two in there. Oh, let me have a look. I don't see any. Do you see any, Kando? I mean, look at these gums. He must floss.
Domo woke ume pona.
Yes.
What did I miss?
I said you have a healthy mouth.
Well, thank you. What a nice thing to say. Hey, wait a minute. You can speak English?
Yes.
Oh, why haven't you before?
I did not know you before. And I am Ugandan. Ugandans speak Swahili. It is my tongue.
And it's a very healthy tongue, too, Kondo. You know, not wooden or anything like that.
Dr. Elizabeth, you have a present for me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Marimbe. I don't have any presents today. Sometimes people send us gifts for the children.
Oh. No presents?
Oh, not today, honey.
But it just so happens that, like many seasoned travelers, I have in my pocket a modest supply of what I consider to be the most essential food group, Bill and Arnold, the talking licorice sticks.
Hello, Marimbe. I am Bill, and this is my good friend Arnold. Let me tell you, although we taste really good, we also do fantastic impressions. I mean, look at me. I'm a cowardly lion, but I lived here, I'd probably be a cowardly cow. Oh, yeah, and look at me now. I'm a flying licorice stick.
Ah! Yay!
Oh, look at that, a hug. Oh, thank you, Marimbe.
Luton, you're a natural. It's not easy making friends with these people.
Oh, I love kids and warriors and cows, too, of course. Is it the 4th of July, or am I hearing gunfire?
Gunfire.
Bokura, take cover. Protect Marimbe.
It's a raid. We need to get someplace safe now.
Come on, Marimbe. Up you go.
Mama!
It'll be all right. We'll just hide behind the truck.
Wooten, hurry! They're coming for the cattle. Lord Jesus, help us.
Here we go.
Lay down, Marimbe. Good, good. Just stay still, okay? Can you see anything?
Yeah, dust. Oh, wait, that's the guy who ambushed us.
Jahi? Oh, no.
Do you suppose Kondo did steal his cows and Jahi's come to get him back?
That or Jahi believes Kondo took them.
Oh, I think they broke the corral.
How can you tell?
Because here come the cows. And there go the cows.
Are you okay, Marimbe?
Yes.
Does this happen very often?
Oh, unfortunately it does. But they usually raid at night, so I've never been in the middle of it before.
Something's happened to Kondo.
Ndugu yangu, Jamini. Wame mua Ndugu yangu. Hawa bakura. Wame mua Ndugu yangu.
Baba? Baba!
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Oh, Kondo's brother. He's dead.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. Marimbe must have been close to him. She looked real shaken up.
Yes. Kondo's brother was her father.
Oh, no.
Kondo won't listen. He's leading a group to go into the bush after the Bokura tomorrow morning. He says he must avenge his brother's death. Oh, poor Marimbe.
Yeah.
She's so sweet and innocent, and to lose her father like this.
Will we learn? God must be very sad about how we treat one another.
There has to be something we can do.
Elizabeth, have you spoken to Oliver? Maybe he could stop Kondo.
Well, it's worth a shot.
Elder Alipa may stop Kondo from retaliating now, but that is not enough. Our people need peace forever.
And that's what needs to be presented to Alipa and the Peon people.
We must call a gathering, a tribal conference, and bring both tribes together to make peace.
By we, you mean me.
Well, both the Peon and the Bakura trust you.
Mm-hmm. I can't, Wit. I don't know how.
Well, I wouldn't know where to start either, Elizabeth. But God does. Uh-huh.
You do not have to act alone. Moses had Aaron. We will be your Aaron.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I might be able to convince them to come together to talk about their differences, but you men would have to teach them. They rebel against women telling them how to do anything, let alone change their lives.
Well, we'll do what we can.
Of course.
Bringing them together won't be enough. People have tried to make peace here before, and it has never, never lasted. They need to reconcile with God first. Peace can only happen if their hearts change.
I agree. Unless God builds the house,
The builders labor in vain.
And then we need to set up a way for them to make a living instead of looting and raiding. And...
yeah, I never realized raiding was a form of business.
Oh, big business around here. Mm-hmm. We need to teach them how to farm and run businesses and set up schools.
Well, we can figure that out.
Sure. Well, but nothing will change if they don't have enough food and water and a safe place to live.
Elizabeth.
Yes, Whit.
It's a shame you don't know how to do this.
I will speak to Kondo. It is difficult to lose a brother, but he must now watch over the family. They need him to stay alive.
Oh, thank you, Alapur.
I should have gone after Jahi when he attacked you.
What? No, don't.
If I had settled things with him, then this raid would not have happened.
Oh, no.
And Mirembe would still have a father.
If you had attacked Jahi, it may have stopped him. But others would have retaliated in his place.
It's true. Unless the Peon and Bokura reconcile with one another for good, things will stay the same or get worse.
We have fought one another for so long. All we know is hate.
It doesn't have to be that way, Elder. As a leader of the Peon, you can stop this so that the children do not lose their fathers and men do not lose their brothers anymore.
What do you suggest?
Oh, it looks like Elizabeth mounted the cow horns on her truck.
Yeah, I helped her with that before she left. Safety first.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. How did it go?
Elder Alipa is a wise man. Mm-hmm. It didn't take long for him to agree that we must organize a peace conference.
Woo-hoo! The Bokura elder, a man named Ojure, was less convinced. When we told him of the idea, he was very skeptical.
Yes, he was certain that if he agreed and came in peace, that the Peon would ambush them or steal their cattle while they are gone. Mm.
And?
Well, it took some convincing, but eventually, he agreed as well. The peace conference is on.
Yeah.
Oh, that is wonderful. But how did you persuade him to trust the Peon?
I didn't. I asked him to trust me. I said I would vouch for his safety and the safety of the Bokura cattle.
Wow, you put yourself on the line.
Yeah, you sure did.
The meeting will take place in 3 days. In addition to the elders attending, they want Kondo and Jahi to come as well.
The best way to begin healing is to expose the deepest wound. Mm. If these two can come together, there is hope that the tribes can as well.
It's a bit risky having those two together, don't you think?
No way. This is gonna be good. This is bad.
It's been hours and they haven't said a single word to each other.
Not the most encouraging start to a peace conference.
Kondo's getting up. Here we go. Pray.
Trust me, I have them.
I am Kondo from the Peon tribe. Does any Bokura man dare to come and meet me?
Oh, that's a threat. Warriors announce themselves that way. When someone takes up their challenge to meet, they fight one another.
No, this must not happen. Oh,
then speak, Pastor Noah, and hurry.
My brothers, listen to me. This is not a time for fighting, but for healing, for making peace with one another.
I am Jahi of the Bokura. Why should I make peace with the Peon? They steal our cattle. We cannot plant our fields. Many of our people starve. This is great suffering. We should not give in to these men.
My brother was killed only days ago when Jahi raided our village. My niece weeps for her father. I should have revenge.
Mr. Semakitu.
Yes, Elder Alapa. Please do.
Egghead, Swahili translation.
Engaged.
Too bad it can't translate with Alapur's own voice.
Voice recognition activated.
Oh, man, this thing gets more awesome by the second.
I'll say.
Samples processed. Our friend, Dr. Elizabeth, asked us here to discuss the future that can be, not the things that have been. She has brought a gray hair to speak wisdom to us. If she trusts this man, I trust him. We should listen to what he has to say.
Whit?
Well, first off, I should say that retaliation may seem right and just,
But if we all kept score of every wrong done to us, the list wouldn't begin to equal the wrongs we have done to God. If anyone has the right to retaliate, it's him. So if we have any hope that our wrongs, our sins, will be forgiven, then we also need to forgive the sins done against us. It takes a strong person to forgive. You have to lay aside your anger and pride, and instead of revenge, offer grace. But if you want peace on the outside, you have to get peace on the inside first. And the only way to get that kind of peace is through what Jesus did for you on the cross. God's word says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from selfish desires that fight to control your body? You want something you don't have, so you kill and covet, but still can't have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You don't have because you don't ask God."
Decide.
I have no idea. It sounds like a pretty lively debate, though.
Yeah, I didn't expect these discussions to last 3 days.
Oh, here they come. Act natural.
We've come to a decision.
Okay.
I should hate the Bokura.
And I, the peon.
Uh-oh.
My brother is dead because of them. And many people I know have suffered at the hands of these people. However.
However? However is good.
Where will it end? They raid, we raid, they kill, we kill. It is a dog chasing its tail.
My grandfather speaks of war between the tribes when he was a child. It seems to have gone on forever. But there is an old Karamoja saying, it is better to be loved than to be feared. Somewhere in our history, we didn't fight. Perhaps it can be that way again. I will go back to my people. If they will accept peace, I will accept peace.
Our elders let us speak for our tribes because one day, they say we will be the elders and must lead the people with wisdom. I don't know whether we can live in peace or not. I don't know if I can trust the Bokura or not. Elder Alepa believes we can. We shall see.
So what does this mean, Dr. Sparks?
Well, we're closer to peace, but not there yet. They'll go back and discuss it with their tribes. The elders have a lot of influence, but it may not be enough if the people disagree.
Nina, kitu moja, chakusema.
Alipur wants to speak to us. Maybe you should get Egghead to translate.
Translation engaged. Voice recognition active.
Yes, Alipur?
Kondo alisema badala.
Kondo spoke out of turn. I don't believe the people are ready for peace. Many of the others will not want peace either. Worry is a way of life to them. But people can change, Elder Alepa. I am proof of that. Yes. Elder Wheat has explained it. Before people can make peace with their brothers, they must first make peace with God. Will they? I do not know.
I believe that God loves every person, Alipur. But first, they must hear. These men will be happy to explain God's love to them if you agree.
I do agree.
Good.
Pastor Noah, you can go to the Bokura, and Wit and Wooten, you can share the gospel with the Peon people here.
Oh. Yeah, okay, but what happens then?
If the tribes agree to peace, then we must all meet together in one huge gathering to settle our differences.
Yes, but where? It should be in a neutral site.
There is only one place. No man's land.
Wait, no man? Only women can go? Then how am I... I'm lost.
The Bokura and the Peon tribes live about 35 miles apart. The area in between is called no man's land.
Oh.
It is a very dangerous place. Tall grass. very easy to hide there. Many people are ambushed and killed.
But it's an incredibly fertile area. It would be a perfect place to grow crops if we made it safe.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on the dangerous part.
Let's plan on 2 weeks from now. Is that enough time?
If we cannot agree in 2 weeks, we will never agree.
Then, 2 weeks from today. Thank you, Jahi, Kondo.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I have to be honest. I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, the dangerous part's getting to you too, huh?
Well, Kondo and Jahi seem moody. I can't tell whether they want peace or are planning something bad.
I think they are being cautious.
Maybe. But if both tribes do come for this huge peace gathering, thousands of people who have been fighting for generations will be face to face with their enemies. That's a recipe for disaster.
Or for God to walk.
He doesn't usually choose the safe way.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see that.
God wants to take us all from a place of turmoil into a place of peace, from anger into hope. He does that through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Lord, I pray for the meetings that will take place in this land, that you will touch the heart of each person coming, and that your Holy Spirit will bring them together as one.
So you see, kids, you don't have to be afraid anymore. Instead of being mad and fighting with the Bakura kids, you guys can make friends and live together and help each other out, play, anything else.
And just as we respect and obey our tribal elders, we must even more respect and obey God our Father. He is the elder of elders, the King of kings, and he commands that his children live in unity with him first, and also with each other.
Well, I'm now officially worried.
But why? The whole Peon tribe is here, and that's good, right?
Yes, but there's no sign of the Bokura, and that's not good. Oh. If peace falls apart now, it'll be much harder for the people to believe it can ever happen.
You said the people seemed open to the gospel when you spoke to them, Elder Witt.
Yes, very. Though there were so many people that I couldn't tell whether a few or many embraced it. I guess we'll find out today.
Oh, hey, Kondo and Marimbe!
How long must we wait? The Peon are not coming.
We don't know that, Kondo. They might be late.
Karamojan people are not late. They are always where they want to be.
I'm afraid.
Oh, it'll be okay, Marimbe.
Maybe they will come and shoot at us, like they did to my Baba.
Oh, no.
The people are getting restless. Many, especially the warriors, are like Marimbe. They think this meeting may not be about peace, but an ambush in the disguise of peace.
We must give them more time.
Time does not wait. It moves. If the Bokoro don't come soon, my people will assume the worst and act to prevent it.
What's that?
It's the Bokura.
That's not a cavalry kind of trumpet, is it? Tell me they're not sounding the charge.
Mujamba, I'm frightened. Oh.
That's not a war trumpet. It's a signal.
What kind of signal?
The Bokura are announcing their arrival to say they are not attacking.
Here they come. And Jahi is leading them. Jahi!
Whoa, that's a lot of people. I hope they brought potluck.
Dr. Elizabeth, the Bokura have come. We have considered your words.
And?
The people desire peace.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jahi. Oh.
And we have discussed about becoming Christians. We want to know more.
You do?
Yes. We see, Dr. Elizabeth, that just as you come from your home in America to save our cattle, Jesus came from his home in heaven to save us. We want to know this God who loves us so much that he would do this. You will teach us, I hope.
Oh, of course. It would be our honor.
Hallelujah! God is doing an amazing thing right here in front of us. We must remember this moment and tell our children and our children's children.
Speaking of children, Jahi, this is Marimbe, my niece. The girl whose father was killed in the last raid.
Hello.
Marembe, child, I am sorry about your father. We did not mean to hurt him. We tried to scare him off, but he was a brave man.
Yes.
Will you forgive us?
Yes.
Thank you, child.
Mr. Wooten said I don't need to be afraid of you, if you'll be our friend.
I will be your friend. I have a daughter your age. She will be your friend too, eh?
Okay.
Kondo, will we be friends also?
Like the Bukura, the Peon choose peace. We will no longer be two separate tribes. From this day on, we are both once more Karamojang.
My brother.
My brother.
Oh, listen to the people. Dancing and singing.
Oh, it's a party. Woohoo! Break out the streamers and cake.
Oh, it's more than a party, Wooten. It's reunion.
Well, if anyone needs proof that faith in God changes lives for the better, this is all they need to see.
The Bible says that peacemakers are the children of God. So God is our Father, and all of us are brothers and sisters. Let us not look at those divisions of who is who, but let us all look at ourselves as one. Leave the spirit of revenge here. Leave your fear here. We want to see all of us together as a new family.
Does anyone here accuse his brother?
No. Those times are behind us.
So this is no longer a time for fighting?
No. We will not fight our brothers anymore.
Do the people agree?
I'd like to ask Elder Witt to lead us in a time of healing. Hold hands with your Karamojan brothers. Witt?
Father God, we thank you for the victory you've given over the evil that Satan planted in this area. Heal these people. Bring unity and peace into each family and village and tribe and region. Bring them wholeness and health and shalom. And begin by bringing peace into each person's heart through the gift of grace given freely by our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Elizabeth, it's hard to say goodbye.
Well, I hope you'll both come back. You've made such a difference here.
Oh, I think you're the person who's made a difference. We've only been here a few days, but you're living your life here.
Oh, before I forget, I have a little present for you both.
Oh, you shouldn't have. What is it?
You'll have to leave this box closed for now, Wooten.
Uh-huh.
But inside is your own pair of genuine cow horns.
Oh, really? Wow, these will go great on my mail truck. And every time someone asks about them, I'm going to tell them all about what you're doing here.
Oh, thank you, Wooten.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is for you, Witt.
Huh?
It's a bookmark made out of strands of hair from the children of both tribes. It's a symbol of their newfound unity.
Oh, well, I will treasure it, Elizabeth. I'll keep it right here in my Bible.
The Karamojong, a group of cattle farmers living in northeast Uganda. Once they were divided into tribes at war with one another. Now, because of the work of God, through caring people, they are at peace with one another and with God.
Psalm 133 says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." But even more important is the peace that comes when we surrender our lives to God. Sin separates us from God because He's holy and perfect. But Jesus came so that through faith in Him, our sins are paid for and our relationship with God is restored. And when the peace of God fills our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, that peace finds its way into our relationships with others as well. Isn't it amazing that God used a simple veterinarian to be a peacemaker to warring tribes in Africa? But when you think about it, God usually does use common people to accomplish great things. Moses was an orphan, but God called him to lead God's people out of slavery in Egypt. David was a shepherd boy, but God saw in him the heart of a king. Even some of Jesus' disciples were simple fishermen. Then Jesus called them, and they became fishers of men. We may think that God can't use us either, but that's not true. We need to trust God's plan for us and go where He commands us. If we do, you never know what could happen. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The launch, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Dave Arnold. Sound design was by Christopher Deal and Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Andre Stoica, Jess Harnell, Will Ryan, Stephanie Riggio, Delpano Wills, Leon Morenzi, Dave Fenoy, Michael Ralph, and Trinity Stokes. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.